This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
There's a lot of questions out there. What's going to happen in the Brian Koberger case next as we wait for the hearing in June 26th to be exact, which is still, as of right now, a good 3 months away. Is a grand jury going to be convened? Is this going to speed anything up, or are we going to be waiting here all the way till June? Is it good that the current defense of Koberger seems to, on the outside, have some conflict of interest in things going on with her, while at the same time, many legal experts have weighed in and said, well, technically no, but on the outside looking in, it's not the greatest thing. There's a lot to be looked at with this. To take a better look at the timeline of what we are currently expecting as of right now, reporter Jane Thomas has the latest for us.
It was a heinous crime that shocked the entire community. Four University of Idaho students brutally stabbed to death in their own home on King Road. And now, the man accused of their murders, Brian Koberger, is finally facing the long arm of the law. But make no mistake, this is just the beginning of what promises to be a long and arduous process. Koberger, who was arrested in Pennsylvania on December 29th and brought to Moscow a few days later, is currently languishing in Lada County Jail without bail, awaiting his June 26th evidence hearing. According to legal experts, this hearing is a crucial first step in determining whether there is enough evidence to move forward with the case. Samuel Newton, an assistant professor of law at UI's Law College, explains that the hearing is a check on the police to make sure they just don't bring frivolous cases. They have to take it in front of the judge, and the judge determines, is there enough to charge this person? But even if the judge decides there is enough evidence, the road ahead is still fraught with difficulties. One of the lawyers could file for a change of venue, where the trial would be moved to another location to ensure a fair jury for the defendant. However, this would place a considerable strain on everyone involved in the trial, with all the attorneys, witnesses, and the judge having to travel to the new location and be put up in that city for the length of the trial. And then there is the question of the death penalty. If the prosecution decides to pursue it, there may be even more delays. Newton explains that there may be all sorts of investigations that need to happen for the death penalty. You'd have to investigate the defendant's life and history. According to Idaho State Code, the death penalty must be warranted, as decided by a unanimous jury, and if even a single person votes against it, the sentence reverts to life in prison. Wendy Olson, a former prosecutor and current partner at Stell Rives, a civil litigation firm based in Boise, suggests that this research has already started. Law enforcement likely is interviewing as many people as they can who knew Koberger over the last several years, she wrote in an email interview. They likely also will obtain as many records of what he was doing, including records from social media, records from educational institutions and jobs, and records from prior interaction with law enforcement. But even if the prosecution does not pursue the death penalty, the trial itself promises to be long and grueling. According to Olson, there will likely be a number of prosecutors, 2 to 4, who will have to assess what specific charges the evidence proves, work with experts such as DNA experts or other forensic professionals whose expertise is needed related to specific evidence. Their immediate task is to assemble evidence for the preliminary hearing set in June, where the judge will determine whether there is probable cause. All of this adds up to a long and complicated legal process, with no guarantees of justice for the victims or their families. But one thing is clear, the community will be watching closely as this case unfolds, and justice must be served.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Thank you for that reporting, Jane. Lots to digest. If you want to weigh in on the Koberger case, anything about it, you can call us toll-free, 888-5-KILLER. That's 888-554-5537 to share your insights, feedback, thoughts on where all of this is headed. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.